session, actually, we're unofficially in session because we don't have enough members present to make a quorum, but now we have enough members here to make a quorum for purposes of opening and listening and doing everything else in the presence of legislative Jenkins and legislative Gowski and myself. I've already apologized to the chairman wasn't in the room, so I'll apologize again for being late, and I have really no excuse except that I somehow got the idea that the meeting started at 10:30. That's probably because Mike Kaplowitz and Bernice Breckland have been so all over the place lately. I don't know.
We had a late night last night.
I got to bed at 1:30 after I was decompressing.
You guys had a 1:30? Wow.
Yeah, that early for you?
Yeah, I didn't get it until 2:30.
Anyway, it is so exciting to have progress on the cooperative assessment, collaborative assessment program. I'm really excited. So let's go. Who's going to start? Chuck?
I'm going to start.
Okay, let's, for the record, so that Barbara gets all these names.
Chuck Lesnick, Yonkers City Council President, and I'm President of the Westchester Municipal Officials Association.
Carolyn Stevens, I'm the Mayor of Scarsdale.
Linda Cooper, from the Westchester Municipal Officials Association.
David Jackson, Executive Director, County Tax Commission.
So this commission here, the County Assessment Commission, was created almost a year ago on June 16th, 2009. You can sing happy birthday to the commission now. It consists of representatives of the Westchester Municipal Officials Association, the Westchester Assessors Association, and liaisons from the Westchester Tax Commission. And I can't thank you enough to the extent that you pay his salary. Thank you very much for all the advice and input we've gotten from him. And Bill, of course, has been coming from the Board of Legislators to many of our meetings. The charge given on June 16th, as interpreted by the County Assessment Commission, was to do five things. Establish a centralized commercial database for use by the 25 assessing jurisdictions, to do the pictometry, advance to support the county's investment for oblique aerial street level photography, to strive for uniformity among the 25 taxing jurisdictions. Let me say that again. To strive for uniformity, that's a big thing, with property characteristics, 11 of which can be captured by this technology, to develop a home rule message regarding reval, and to look at other property tax relief measures after a revaluation that are currently not authorized by law and tailor them to Westchester County. And again, we're making it clear that reval itself is not going to lower taxes, but there are other things that could. Reval just makes it fairer. The status on the research analysis and consensus to date. A centralized data commercial database. We had this $50,000 grant, $25,000 both from the state and the county, to collect property characteristics from the 25 taxing jurisdictions that must be entered into an automated system, such as sales information, income expense statements, and the database created by a third party and maintained by communities after 1 year. Do you want to say anything more about that?
It was in two installments, though. It was $25,000 until we presented the first draft to the legislature, and then because of that, then it was another $25,000 that was in. Right. But it is given to the county.
Correct.
So the county is not.
And I would emphasize that this interim report is a discussion as to where we're at. It doesn't mean that anything is etched in stone at this point in time.
Okay. So the pictometry focuses on residential properties over the next 4 years. The 25 taxing jurisdictions are to collect, verify, and maintain an electronic database as much data as possible by dedicating as many resources as possible to improve property records and reduce the effort and cost of any future revaluation.
And as you know, there's more than 25 assessment jurisdiction in Westchester County, but the focus here is on the cities and towns for the purpose of this interim report.
To use the standards from the published recommendations of the New York State Office of Real Property as the base, and they too have been participating in all of our discussions and bringing great food. The photography is a great aid and will give us approximately 12 characteristics out of the 19 that we feel are essential for the uniformity and accurate valuations. And by the way, I can give you these notes afterwards. I know Ken's taking copious notes, but
we've got it.
Yeah. So the 19 property characteristics, we put asterisks next to. Actually, it says 11 out of the 19. Not sure if it's 11 or 12, but. The neighborhood location, the site desirability, the size of the parcel, the size of the dwellings, you can read this list through.
And if I could just interject, I think we want to thank the committee for its support on approving the capital expenditure for both pictometry and facet to do the oblique photography and the street level photography, which is the technology that's referred to. We think it will be of great benefit to all of the communities as well as the county.
Some of that should have started this past spring, except the weather conditions prevented that from happening. So it'll happen in the fall, hoping the weather conditions will be more appropriate. Some municipalities like Yonkers have already started with that. The home rule message that we're talking about is that we should have a mandatory cycle. Every 4 years we should do gather the data, and all the property assessments would be up to date every 4 years. We would make data available online to all residents, so things would be open and transparent. I presume companies will buy into it as well, but they'll be able to get the data. We will standardize the assessment dates, like the tentative roll date, the valuation date, the taxable status date. This is a big one, number four. Appeals will be limited to one per cycle, except when there's a change in the property or the occupancy. So if we do reval in 1 year, maybe the next year people can challenge it, but then the next 3 years they cannot challenge it. So that will save on tax certs, that will save the assessor's costs, and people will just have to make their appeal quickly. And frankly, there shouldn't be as many appeals because we'll be up to date with all the data. And we're recommending that 2% of the total levy throughout the county would be available to fund the initial assessment. Now, if you look at the $4 billion collected by all tax jurisdictions annually, 2% is a high number. In subsequent years, it might go down if experience shows that maybe we only need 1.25%. But that includes the amount of money that is available for settlements for tax certs. We had $25 million last year in tax certs in Yonkers. Normally we have five.
Can I just make one minor correction? I think when we had a discussion on this appeals limited to one per cycle, that would be the effect of it. But we weren't saying you can't bring an appeal. You always have the right to bring an appeal. But if you're using the information,
there's some difference of opinion on the commission on that. Like, right. I said, this is not etched in stone. There's a couple of
information that mm-hmm. says that this is what we're valuing it at, and that doesn't change no matter whether you bring it year one, year two, year three. The net effect of that is you're not going to get anywhere except for with one appeal per cycle. But there was discussion as to whether it was constitutional to tell someone you're not allowed to appeal during that. So that's the effect, is that you really just get one appeal per cycle. But it wasn't necessarily that you weren't allowed to bring a case.
There were some states that went to the cycle.
It is recognized by this board and this committee in particular that you are preparing what you would consider to be the best case recommendation on all of the material that's going to come forward. Whether that's what gets out of this board and goes to the legislature is another question. We want your best advice. If you guys can't settle on something, that's okay. It doesn't have to be a minority or a majority report sort of thing. It's just give us what you think we ought to be doing, and we'll take it from there. There will be people who won't like what we do, but that's something else.
We're at
that's
the same place, just weren't sure which mechanism.
But don't feel you've got to narrow this down. If you don't feel you've got to squeeze it into 2%. If you can do 1% and 3% because people reasonably may differ, say so.
2% is a standard that the state puts out.
2% of $4 billion is $80 million.
No, it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So, let's lay it on the table here.
Mm-hmm. Right, but when you look at that lot of money, just to give you a little background, last few years, the county spent about $10 million per year on refunds. If we take 18% as the upper end of the total overall tax levy, the $10 million divided by 18% gets you $55 million, which is probably a conservative number. So, of that $80 million already, you're spending $55 million. Then you figure you spend close to another $10 million, you spend another $10 million in administrative costs between all the villages and town assessor's office, and more than that if you include the tax receivers and so forth. So when part of this, the committee will probably be looking at some of those numbers to kind of actually say, what exactly are we spending now? And I think people will be surprised that 2% might be a low number, but we'll see what happens.
We'll get to the footnote in a second where those costs are put in there. But we also are going to talk about property tax relief measures after reval, such as circuit breaker, such as tax deferral. And a tax deferral system would be, especially for the seniors, you know, we always hear, oh, the seniors, that their taxes are going to go up and they're going to be forced out of their homes. We could write into the law that if you're 55 or older and you own your house and your taxes go up as a result of the reval, that increment is deferred until you die or sell your house. So while the heirs may not like that, the seniors can continue to pay the same low taxes that they've had prior to reval, and it's sort of like a reverse mortgage with the county holding the note. So that's the tax deferral idea. As far as the time frame, the first item on here is the verbal update, which is right now. The second is that we will have a draft for the commission to review, make changes and edits by the end of July. We will then give an estimate of expenses to the county board by mid-August in conjunction with suggestions for funding. And we put that in mid-August to coincide with your schedule for when you're reviewing capital, your capital plan. I trust that mid-August will do the trick. And then this footnote, which is, I think, kind of exciting. I give the idea to Carolyn. Oh, and then the last is final. The final draft for the Board of Legislators after Labor Day. The footnote is that we would, in order to pay for reval, and this could actually move things up even faster than originally one of our drafts, we weren't going to be doing reval until 2015. We would gather all the data in 2017, we would go into place. This actually could move it up faster. If we suspend all appeals of current property values during the term of revaluation, which could take 3 or 4 years, and after the completion of the revaluation refund, the 3 or 4 years, if the results of the revaluation support a property owner's appeal. For example, there's currently, as the commissioner says, I'm making you a commissioner, approximately $55 million a year made in tax refunds by all taxing jurisdictions within the county, and I think that's low. If this amount is placed in a trust account annually for 3 or 4 years, it takes to complete a reval, could be used to retroactively refund claims during the period that the appeals have been suspended. Any difference would be applied to the cost of the reval and for property tax administration and collection. All jurisdictions currently spend $9 million to administer and collect property taxes, which is far below the recommended level of 2%. It's approximately 0.3% of the total revenue raised, and we noted that $4 billion was raised with property tax in the year 2008-2009. It's generally recommended by the International Association of Assessing Officers that 1.5% to 2% should be invested in property tax administration, collecting and receiving. So there you have it, an idea that self-funds itself, that pays for itself. I thank the mayor of Scarsdale for giving us that suggestion, although the assessor from Yonkers says that it has been floated about in a decade ago. It didn't have traction.
Questions, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, I mean, it sounds like a bunch of fine work done by a volunteer group of individuals to do the thing. So we want to say thank you for the work that's been going on. We took out the original resolution just to make sure to see how it was matching up against it, and certainly I've had some questions just based on that. For the centralized commercial database, first, I know that there were meetings, I want to say November of last year was the first presentations. Did we select the model for that yet? I mean,
the commission has come up with a recommendation to basically a decision that it's in favor of an option in which there would be a database created where The assessors, where an application would be developed, the assessors would populate that with individual property characteristics as well as share appraisals and related information that they have. Now, that was just made, that decision was made at our last mission meeting. I will be mentioning that later on today at an assessors association meeting because there were some other things that need to be discussed. And assuming that there's no conflict where the assessors would like to come back and speak with the commission on the choice, then that'll be the direction that will be proceeded.
Okay, so in the model that has been selected as far as creating this database, who's creating it?
At this point in time, the decision has been made. The decision was made on some information I provided, in which there were a couple of vendors a year ago who were asked about it, and they gave us an estimate on how much it would cost to do that. I expect, obviously, to go back to those vendors once we, you know, formalize this and then proceed forward.
How much was the estimates?
The initial database was somewhere between $35,000 and $45,000, and then there'd be an annual maintenance fee somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 a year if we do exactly what they suggested last year.
Okay, and the $5,000 and in the report that you just mentioned, you said that the database would be created by a third party and maintained by the communities.
When I say maintained by the communities, I mean the data would be provided by the individual assessment community. So if you had an Excel spreadsheet countywide, theoretically, and you had 25 elements in that Excel spreadsheet, and you had, you know, a XYZ department store in Yonkers and XYZ department store in Austin, well, you would update that database and be able to sort and know, okay, where are all the XYZ department stores countywide, and it would show you the information that the assessor has updated to this spreadsheet, for lack of a better description, so you could easily, you know, kind of focus on that for evaluation purposes.
So you're making it sound like it's a manual update, but this wouldn't be manual, would it?
Manual to the extent that you'd have to click a button, hopefully, that would say, okay, from your real property system,
Send it down to the county's computer, which
or the internet,
populate the field wherever it's going to be.
Right.
Right. But we're not sending a 3x5 card down, somebody's going to bang it in.
Not necessarily in some cases.
Well, please don't.
It should not have to be that way, but I just would like to say that most assessment jurisdictions in Westchester County do not have property characteristics in a database at this point in time. So that's where you get into the situation where there will be some situations where, okay, fine, they have a property record card on paper in their office. If it was in a database, yes, it could be point and click, but they've got to get it into that database initially to do the point and click.
I'm sorry, I live in the Josette Polzella world. So.
And that is not the world of Westchester throughout.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. You're the chair, right? So from the database for the third party, was there also consideration for utilizing an outside vendor that does that collection, and what was that kind of cost for doing that? Like,
The cost is estimated to be a minimum of $53,000 and change per year.
So that CoStar one that people
that
been
is,
talking
that
about
is the cost I'm quoting. They talked about a minimum of $53,000 and change per year. That was only for 25 users, and as there are about 40 some odd plus assessing jurisdiction.
No, I appreciate it, because we always get that bounce back and some, well, there's a group of people already doing this, why would we do it again? So, you know, they have a course that says the initial course to develop is inside the $50,000 that we have, and then an annual course of $5,000 of maintaining that database with the data being plugged in essentially from the local municipalities, although I think that may lead to some data discrepancies that we might have to have some consideration for discussions, you know, further. Well, whether or not we get a feed from the real estate world, right, and as opposed to getting it directly
these
from CoStar, maybe all those things that...
These are all considerations that were discussed on Friday, and I'm sure there'll be further discussions before.
Understood. How soon would they turn the database, how soon could we have the database available should
we... Until there's a discussion with the assessment community that this is exactly the way to go, I can't...
Once we say we're ready to roll, I mean, is it a two-month deal for them to create the database?
Well, let's define ready to roll. Ready to roll means the application is developed mm-hmm. and the assessors have the data. Then it's an overnight situation if the data were in the database. But if you have XYZ jurisdiction that has majority of its data on record cards that then has to get into their own jurisdiction's application that then push the button for, there'll be resource issues on their level as to getting that information into that central location.
For consideration in the discussions, could you discuss splitting up the residential side versus the commercial side?
We're only talking, this is only commercial at this point.
I understood. I say, oh, so the date, because the dates make a difference, because that was going to lead me to the second question, which was, is the resolution when we first did this was to provide a time and cost estimate for updating the property data to be maintained and utilizing by the local assessing unit. Mm-hmm. Do we have that data at this point in time that says for Scarsdale it would cost us this amount of dollars, because that's what we were trying to do, Mr. Chairman, if I recall correctly, was almost back into that number to say if, and I know that there was an initial survey that Mr. Gatta had sent out, Supervisor Gatta had sent out at Supervisor, right?
The village manager
sent out at the discussion points last year, mm-hmm. where we started to ask that data from the local municipalities, right. Because we figured out once you figured out that number, then we'd be able to have a case to say how it should get paid for. Right.
Well,
so right.
But I believe, as you see in the timeline, we talk about the first draft for the commission in the middle of July, and then we talk about estimate of expenses at the county board by mid-August. So within this upcoming couple of months, we expect to get into the details. At least that's my interpretation. We'll get into the details of this and be able to more readily address that issue later on.
I think from my discussions with Al, and I don't know everything. I certainly don't sit in on the commission, but in talking to Al, I think the feeling was is that the commercial data would be available a lot sooner than any residential. And he was thinking a 2-year kind of timeline on the commercial. Simply because, well, from
two-year terms. So
I understand
that.
I understand that, but what I'm thinking is that he didn't, and maybe the data will be more forthcoming, but you're right. He was asking questions about how long it would take the different jurisdictions to actually come up with the data to put into the application.
Right.
And I think that some of them, as Mr. Jackson said, that some of the communities don't exactly have it readily available to convert to electronic.
Mayor, the reason that when we were developing and how we framed
right.
the legislation
right.
was to say to the municipalities, whatever you have,
right.
right, how much would it cost for you to update your data
right.
alone? Right?
Gotcha.
To whatever it is to update your data based on the standards that you create with the 11 or 12, I know you said 11 and 12, the standardized property information that
right.
you need. So how much would it cost, right? How many
okay.
people would you need to update it into your system? Because then, let's say for Scarsdale, it would cost, if you need 4 people, you know, for 3 months to upload, you know, to physically,
right.
punch in the data as data entry, and that cost is $250,000,
right.
right? Well, if we did that for all the municipalities, we would add all that up,
mm-hmm.
and what we suspected, while it may not be true, but our suspicion when we were discussing it, is that number is going to add up to less than $11 million, right? The $11 million or the $10 million, you know, certiorari number that the county
right.
pays out,
right.
to the municipalities,
right.
and we kind of thought the number might be $3 or $4 million to do that,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So if that part helped get the data better, faster, it might be a decision from the board to
gotcha.
Invest
okay.
in that kind of thing, right? And
okay.
and save money. So if we could ask through you, Mr. Chairman, for that estimate,
gotcha.
You know, in the,
okay.
the August time frame that you were talking about. I know that, again, since we've been talking about that for about a year from that perspective. We kind of hope that we would have that data now, okay, so that we could plug in the for the efforts that we're doing now, okay, and work with the municipalities, because some municipalities are looking at the time frame and going, that time frame is too long, I got to do mine now, right?
Yes.
Nope. Which at least two are, right? Valerie O'Keefe and Marinette is thinking about it, and it was somebody else.
Well, Scarsdale is actually thinking about it too. I mean, and we're thinking of going in with Mamaroneck, but we're having a meeting about that tonight, so I'll let you know.
But the effort was to, what we were trying to do is, because every municipality is kind of in the same boat,
right,
with the sociarities and getting crushed by the sociarity, debt service on that, and it's killing you, right? You can't
this plan. Year we've had three times the normal filings.
And that's because everybody wakes up, and I mean, I was on the treadmill one morning on watching Good Morning America, and somebody was they were saying, oh, here's how to challenge your taxes, you know, as part of, you know, dealing in this current economic climate, saying how families could help, you know, reduce their expenses by challenging their taxes. I'm like, we got to get this done, right? So, you know, we got to move that data. So I'm sorry for that piece.
No,
so if we could ask that, because I know you, I know there was a survey done last year at least that started to get that data. So you might want to circle back. But if you can have that by August, that would be helpful to us. And in the last piece, we know the oblique photography was obliterated, right? Because of the weather, right? You know, because we had so much down
storms.
Trees and all those other kind of things that they said that the aerial photography wasn't going to make sense. They couldn't get the planes in the air to do what they had to do for that. But my understanding was that we were doing the street level photography still, right?
Right.
We were doing that process. So, you know, where we had to check with the seat,
at this point in time, the Assessors Association has provided me with correspondence where they strongly would prefer that street level photography and the oblique level would probably both be taken leaf off.
Uh-huh.
This way, you know, they've got the data in the same time period, and they don't have to worry about any other related issues. So that's the association position, and I have no reason not to support that position.
And that's fair. We're more concerned. Obviously, I mean, we don't control the weather, right? and while we had to do some arm twisting to extract the dollars that we authorized to do this, that at the end it is the right thing to do, and everyone is good with it. So the leaf off perspective, we asked them to give us a schedule, whatever that is, so that we could share that through
the
vendor.
We have the vendor lined up, right?
Yes, the vendor has been selected.
Right.
And
the vendor was selected,
and
the contract
price is confirmed.
There was a pretty long interview process of the number of RFPs that went out.
Right.
So we selected that, and then we also
two vendors that are one vendor with a subcontractor.
Correct.
So I mean, and so wait, the question is for those municipalities like yours and for Mamaroneck. And I know Yonkers was doing an update.
Mm-hmm.
They did their update with Rye.
They did with GeoData. They did a different plan.
With Rye Brook, Rye Town.
Town
Rye Town.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, with Supervisor Carvin. Right, that's yours,
yep.
Right? With Supervisor Carvin. We said that what we would do for those folks that had already been out in the box on it, that we were going to do
make
a reimbursement. We didn't say make them whole.
Pay what it would cost us.
Right. We would pay them the contribution cost for us for the street level photography. Right. So, in your discussions, whether it's with Mamaroneck or not, you should add that as part of your consideration. That if we're already going to do the street level in the fall, hopefully, then you'll be able to have that data, you know, in your time frame to be able to utilize to do what you have to do to move to the next stages with that, if you choose to. I'm wondering, from the commission perspective, and certainly Mr. President, from the municipal officials, is that been discussed, that said, we know we're doing these data gathering, and we're doing this data gathering in the fall. That data is going to be made available to you because that's what we authorized it to be done. Are people thinking about that in their considerations for whatever valuation processes they're considering or not?
That is included in our thinking, by the way.
And every assessor is well aware that that will be available. It's just an issue of when it's actually captured.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't, I'm not sure it's hit the level of going to the minutes that all of the elected officials in terms of their cognizance of what they need to do specifically. I think it's been more at the assessor level.
You know, what we really should do is, you know, the debate in Yonkers, which years ago was revel or not, has now shifted to, do we wait until there's a countywide revel or do we do it on our own? I think maybe we ought to just jump in with Scarsdale and Merrick and say this is phase one of the county revel, and that phase
no,
two is the next phase.
What you want to do is, the way that we framed it, when we framed it this way for very good reasons, right? For the protection of many people, right, including some of you, right, that to make sure that we were doing the data gathering, understanding the cost, and doing that because those are the steps you have to do anyway. And once we had that data, it would make it much more helpful to then make the recommendations we asked you all for. What things do you have to do? What things should we be considering? Should we go down the reval switch point? So we got your data updated, right? You know, we used the regional government to help get your data, gather the data, get the data updated on your local systems where you could control it, and then you're going to provide us recommendations on what things we might need to consider should we go to the next step and do a full reval, which many people think should be done and many people have concerns about. And having the data was always our concern, because once you have the data, you know what things you have to, you know, to take care of. The senior, the suggestion that you made as far as tax deferrals and circuit breakers, you would know what it means once you had the data.
It's also the lion's share of the cost.
Right. It's the lion's share of the cost. Once we got that done, we should be reasonably good. So hopefully we'll deal with that and stop scaring legislators with saying reval. They're still angry. No, because again, it's just trying to get the data updated so that you all have the best and accurate data for your municipality, and then you can make decisions whether we do it for the whole county or whether you do it as individuals. But so we're helping to push the ball down.
The goal is to get a standardized methodology in place for every single municipality, so that we're really all on the same page, essentially, that, or at least every municipal assessment role is as up to date as professionals can get. Maybe it's standardized methodology makes me scary, but just to get people to update them according to the property characteristics listed, you know, to make sure we're sharing commercial information, so the bowling alley is a bowling alley, is a movie theater is a movie theater, and the characteristics, like characteristics, are shared among the different municipalities. And I think I have to tell you, we've relied on heavily the expertise that David Jackson has been able to supply us, and we really appreciate, again, the county being a partner with us to work with the assessors, the municipal officials, and the county administration and the county board to come up with a better product for our county. You know, we deserve it.
The fact is that it's part of what we think of as, at least through you, Mr. Chairman, we think of as part of the property tax equation, right? You know, fairness is part of it. If we slash things and it's still not fair, it doesn't matter, right? You know, it's less money, right? But it's still not equitable. So we have to do both things in the discussion, and we're trying to do this. On the property inventory and the characteristics, so the 19... are, you said, is it 11 or 12?
It's 11. I recounted it.
Okay, so there's 11 things that the photographic information will do. Is that the standardized property card? Is that those items? Are all 19 things or just the 11?
The discussion at this stage is all 19 are the key items that the commission feels needs to be collected. The 11 are those that we know through photography you can easily verify.
Right.
We'll probably have future discussions about use of whether it be the internet or some other process to get data updated, use of technology in some way to update the other information. But again, that's just that. Again, this is interim reports, so this is at the discussion stage.
If you look at them, some of those things are inside the
building. Right, you know, fireplace, yeah.
Right.
So the question is, because I didn't see that on the, Is that the first draft for commission review by the end of July? Is that going to be the standardized card? Because one of the concerns that we had when we were going through this process from a timeline perspective You know, we know that we have people on different schedules, right? So, you know, the perfect time to do, I guess, a swap to a new system is at the end, after you finished your, you know, just sent out your tax bills, okay, fine, we're going to go to the new standardized property card. So for your new strategy, is that in your consideration?
Well, I think we're going to have to kind of change the language a little bit, because the State Office of Real Property Services has a data collection manual that has numerous characteristics that every assessor is to maintain. Currently, as I said earlier, most maintain that to some degree on record cards. Okay. Now, what the commissioner said is that these 19 items are going to be the focus. The balance of that will be available for information purposes, but the focus will be those 19. So the database, as opposed to the card, will consist of everything the state requires, but the focus in Westchester will be on these 19, making sure these are as verified and as accurate as we can make them and move from there. So maybe instead of card, we might want to say database with a focus on these 19 that have been listed, or whatever the final number will be determined to be.
And can, and when you're doing the course of this again, can you extract for us the difference ones that I guess the ones with the asterisks are the ones that you can deal with for the picture information, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if we can extract that piece so that you have both pieces of the course, because I would suspect that the updating, once you have the standardized property card, data entry is data entry, right? You know, so we can, and the way I understood it, at least from the vendors that we selected, was that the data, whatever data we, from the pictures, would be able to be input or uploaded or exported or imported, whichever way you want to think of it, into the existing municipality system, if it has one, right?
Let me make sure I understood what you said. When you have a photography, someone's got to view the photography, then enter that data somewhere. It's not a matter of someone can, unless you have a third-party vendor doing this, which is not the discussion yet. It will probably will be. But right now, if assessing officers are doing it, they're viewing it, and then they're entering that somewhere to be shared at a later point in time. It's not a situation where there's technology out there where you can grab this information through the use of a software and then put that in a database at this point in time.
Well, from the level, at least, I mean, I hear what you're saying, that you still have, someone still has to click and says that this is a Cape Cod house, right? You know, someone still has to do that. But once we find out the data cost from the municipalities to update their current data, we can say, okay, we might be better off just going to a third party and doing that for everybody, for at least the set of characteristics that we're talking about here.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking for a split in the cost. Mr. Chairman, that you would be able to understand the difference, because we might say, all right, this is the standardized piece that we can handle, and we can get a contract out to someone to do that.
Especially that since staffing costs have been cut back in many of the municipalities.
Which is really just, it's unthinkable that you take your revenue stream, your main revenue stream, and you eliminate eliminate personnel in your main revenue stream.
Several have already done that.
I know, it's sad. But other than that, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions.
I appreciate your short review. Mr. Gow.
We're so
Thank
glad.
You, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to take maybe a slightly different approach.
And shorter, I assume.
What I have to say may make things very short. I have to say, I wasn't completely satisfied from the beginning of this process because of the folks involved in the initial, not you, and again, I thank all of you and all the hard work you're doing, but the initial collaborative study, whatever, that came up with this, the recommendation of municipally administered model. I felt that study wasn't broad enough, and the answer was going to be a municipally administered model. So just for the record, it didn't look at other models, by recollection. And so we ended up where we started. So I wasn't, going back to the beginning, I didn't think that was, we weren't broad enough. But I'm thinking of, I know the press isn't here, I know we're on the record. I've been working on a couple of things. Chuck, you mentioned the tax deferral. I will probably shortly be coming out with a proposal that I've been working through, probably age 7. I mean, whether, you know, you raised in the context of reassessment, just generally, a tax deferral for folks in the county. And some details, opting in and this and that, but I'll be coming out with that shortly. And a more significant proposal I will be coming out with shortly, just to get the ball rolling. And this is all good work, you know, data has to be collected. And we're talking, raise a lot of the issues and all the jurisdictions and staffing and all that kind of stuff. So I am thinking about a real game changer and a proposal that I will, well, as the infamous Representative Barton said last week, before he apologized to RPP, speaking only for himself. So I'm speaking only for myself, not any of my colleagues.
Uh-oh.
That was Barton, Representative Barton. But I'm thinking that maybe the time has come, and you've identified about $9 or $10 million in the assessor's office, and that's, I've been trying to collect that data myself. And then you go to the receiver of taxes, and you get that number. And what if we do in fact just make the change and go to a county department of assessment that's in our charter, eliminate all the assessors, eliminate all the receiver of taxes. The carrot to the municipalities and the supervisors and the mayors, the county would then take over the enforcement responsibilities. The Holy Grail, as former County Executive Spano used to talk about it, we would take that on. You would not have to make the school districts whole. We take over the assessing, the collecting, and we make everybody whole. I mean, a major game changer. But while we're so in the process of collecting all this data, that, you know, let's just do what, in my opinion, political considerations aside, what I think ultimately, that this is going to take years and years and years, and Kenny's been working through this process, I want to put out for discussion purposes, and whether cities are in or towns, there are a lot of details, and it's a lot, open for a lot of discussions. But I think, from what I hear from my supervisors, and certainly on the RAAA, because you make us whole. Well, let's once and for all look at this and look at the cost, the $10 million plus that's being spent every year. And if we could presumably bring that operation into the county and make that a smaller number, raise the county budget, raise our taxes, but collectively, why, it would hopefully lower the amount of taxes that people in the county pay collectively into the individual jurisdictions. We'll take the hit. But I think that's ultimately...
Are you working with a software vendor or internet provider to do that collection right now?
I'm not. Yeah,
no, we don't. There are a couple of proposals floating around.
We don't collect taxes now. So I mean, I'm not. I haven't talked to anybody. I mean,
Somebody has. I'm just letting you know. There are a couple of people.
Well, if you ever do
it,
someone, I'm sure it can be done. I always take the proposition. Yeah. We make a decision. Someone can do it. You know, just get it done. I'm assuming if we ever could get to that point, there's a way of doing it. Seems every other county, pretty much in the state, does it
and
at this level.
Solid. Yeah.
So I'm saying, assessors aren't going to be happy, receiver taxes aren't going to be happy, but I'm hoping from the elected officials, if you understand that you no longer have to make the school districts whole, make the county whole, that you pass that responsibility back to us, and that's for us to talk about. As I say, I'm speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. But to put out once and for all, because we didn't really have this discussion last year, that the recommendation was municipally administered, and just how can we make it more efficient and effective, and you're doing it. You're doing as best as you can in the context of that world. What I'm suggesting is we take a look at a different world, a world that exists almost everywhere else, frankly, except in Westchester. And there'll be all kinds of pushbacks. Anyway, so I wanted to put it on the table, as long as we're going down this road, appropriate time to sort of put it out on the table.
Okay, this is what's called early warning for doubt.
Early warning.
If you want to react to it,
I don't know.
I mean, clearly the data collection
has to happen
right. No matter what.
Exactly.
Ultimately.
Exactly.
Takes off or it stays a municipal thing, it's the same data that needs to be collected. So
I agree. Could it be done? Because now you've got to work with each jury. Some people have staff, some people don't.
Right.
Computer systems, to make it work, as we know over the years, working with each jurisdiction, you got to hold the hands and work with each jurisdiction. So it might become a little easier, more efficient, but one way or the other, data has to be collected.
Right.
And I guess, just so you know, that there are only two counties in the state, excluding New York City, where the assessment administration is handled at the county level. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, it is handled locally.
What so are those counties?
And the only two counties are Tompkins County and Nassau County. Right, that's it. No one else has the Department of Assessment Administration.
Well, it's we can make it a third. I mean, it just seems to me that that the system we have is broad. Listen, my Rye Town reassessed. So I've got one jurisdiction that spent 4 years. The supervisor ultimately lost his job. I don't think that's the reason why he lost it, but it may have contributed, but he did it. My other community, Harrison, hasn't done it in 60 years. And, you know, we talk about Yonkers, $25 million. The system isn't working. And my personal opinion is that politically it may never get, you know, if people don't have to do it by some law, Mount Vernon, how many more, you know, Harrison, how many more years are they going to go? My local, they don't want to do it. They just don't want to do it. They see Rye Town. It's not going to happen, and we'll be working around the edges and trying as best we can as public servants, trying and trying and trying. So we'll discuss it. I want to put something out there and get feedback, and you know, maybe it won't work as well. I mean, I don't know, but I have to think. I'd like to get some discussions on it.
Marty, some of that's actually been thrown out there, okay. And believe it or not, there's some surprising response. There's always the parochial, okay, not me, not my job, we can do it better if we're close. But the assessors have actually discussed what if they were combined, if they were regionalized, what mm-hmm. could the tax receiver stuff be done by essentially, I've heard Al Del Bello refer one button.
Linda, I might say, maybe it's really like a county department, you have assessor covers regions, there's a lot of those kinds of ways of structure, I agree.
If you structure the discussion so that you're not essentially taking everybody and telling them, you don't have a job,
right. someone has to do the work.
You have no, the close relationships that you've developed in your own community and the knowledge you have of yourself is not important to us anymore, we're just replacing that with, no. You know, our, if,
Linda,
if
you're
somehow
exactly right,
you
Linda,
figure
you're exactly
out
right.
how to capture what they've done very well and bring it to a countywide platform, so to speak.
A regional model.
Or a regional model
may need, you know, eight associate assessors, and they would come, presumably, and you could divide the county up by regions. And you're right. Those are the details of exactly how you do it.
Putnam would probably join you too, if that was allowable. I mean, you know, there are ways.
Anyway, as we're discussing, I just felt because I felt we got locked into this municipal model and they're moving forward, and we didn't at that level at that time have a large.
And even among the assessors, they will tell you there are some that they feel do a good. Better job than others. So I think that there's room for discussion.
I appreciate the opportunity to put that on the table.
I think, Marty, you've raised the 400-pound canary in the room, and appraisals and assessments and revaluations and all of the words that get mixed up in the same pot. I believe that the reason we went to the model that we did was to simply avoid the bomb that would be dropped on a county takeover and that would stop everything. What we wanted to do was get moving. And we've done this. And you've given us now the interim report that was called for in the original study. Ken has run through everything that he keeps in the little file cabinet between his ears of things that were sort of loose tagged. I think we heard those pulled together pretty well. And Marty's going to do what will amount to a macro presentation. I don't know whether it'll be in the summer or in the fall. Whenever you do it, we'll have a slam bag press conference. But what you do. We're counting on you to stick with the timeline, to give us some report over the summer, maybe your next meeting, which I will attend. I promise I won't have a cold at that point. And then we can come in the fall with a solid report that would give us the basis for moving forward. I'm really very encouraged. I'm really very impressed, actually. I think this is terrific, what you've done. And I want to thank you all for doing this, taking the time out of your days to come here. When I tried to get down here, all the exits were blocked for some reason.
And I want to mention one other thing. The School Boards Association has actually started to attend the meetings, and they're working with us as well.
Is there anything else we need to know from you at this point? You've given us, I think, a good report.
I think the one thing that I would just ask, just from my perspective, is that what we are trying to do has been, I'm not going to call it non-controversial, but we're trying to do it from that bottom up.
Sure.
to get further than Reval has been able to get before, or not, and not even Reval, to get further in bringing a more sane, grounded assessment program to all of our municipalities. And we're doing it slow and sloggingly, and in what we would call the bites that can be actionable. And I think we're going to, with everybody's help, we may be able to get everybody on board, because it is less frightening to deal with a commercial data inventory, or to deal with, okay, we could agree on a cycle, we could agree on a date, we could agree on all of these things. And as we start to get everything in shape, it takes longer than we all want, but then we've created the groundwork for doing some of the bigger picture things. And it may take that kind of time. If there's enough political will to do the big stuff, well, fine, that works great. But if there isn't, we're hoping to actually still make forward movement in this matter, which we thought didn't raise the political specter of fear that has been surrounding this issue for so many years.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we certainly want to thank you. And just the only suggestion I would make as a final point on this particular item, on the home rule message piece, I think that you want to have the from a suggestion, just have the other items locked in, and not necessarily worry about having the home rule message be finalized for your report, because I think that, as Linda was just pointing out, that will slow up your time
frame.
Well,
yes, and in fact, we'll do the drafting here. What we're looking for would be, I wouldn't even call it a home rule message. What I would do would be to say legislative obstacles which would need to be overcome.
But then
a series of bullets.
And I'm actually suggesting that from the priority of the items that are in the resolution,
you want
that, right?
You want
right?
the money.
Right? Well, we want to understand, you're right, we want to understand to get your data, right? Because no matter what things we end up with at the end, we got to have the data, right? Mm-hmm. And we got to have that updated. And but it was really, and while we've done a lot, and we should, and I'm really pleased and impressed at being a part of the committee that was doing this particular item to get to where we are right now, that I'm hoping to have more data for the data entry stuff, right? You know, I was kind of hoping we would have the pictures now, because we would have,
right?
You know, that's not your issue. That was actually ours, because we didn't have. Well, we were really trying to get the pictures done for fall last year. We just couldn't get the legislation put together quickly enough.
But this
to
may
get
work
the
out
to
everybody's
right.
advantage.
So you're responsible for the storm, right?
The storm. I was trying to work hard on. We did the storm dance to get that happening. But more importantly, to get this up, if you could just focus on the data stuff and the harder home rule type things, that we should have that information. But from a priority, I know for me as a legislator, I would just want to see the other.
Well, I think that's true. And actually, the second thing I would suggest you do, not in a formal form, but in a bullet list, is the additional ways to ways to bring in tax. The suggestion, for example, the seniors deferral program.
Right.
List them, and if you want, do a paragraph on each of them. But let's not try to whip them into any particular form, because first of all, you're dealing with us, and you know that we have a slight amount of ego here on all of this thing. So we'll fool around with it anyway.
Right.
So just get it so that the people who have been totally uninvolved in this process could understand what you're proposing. And then let us fool with it.
Okay. And the other thing we have is the existing ones all listed, because sometimes people don't understand.
Well, I think that's a very good point. Yes. If you list what is there and then say, here are the things, there's some other things that would be helpful to people. I think that would be terrific.
And we have researched what's available in some of the other states that New York simply hasn't allowed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else we need to know?
We have our executive committee on Thursday, so we'll be bringing back.
And we're on our way to the Assessors Association right now.
great.
Yes.
If you're an explosion from the Kittle House, it's because we were talking about your idea.
don't mention it today. Wait for dessert at least.
Now, Alan Shankman is up there to talk about how the court proceeded.
I'll share with my honorable colleague, my legislative buddy from the village town. I'll send him the email that went around when we were trying to do this and get this to where we got it now. And I believe that the only way we've been able to get it through there was with that level of cooperation, that we weren't trying to whack anybody, right? We were trying to do that, and we want to continue that. But we certainly, in this current economic time, there's nothing that's not on the table when we're talking the big term. But for this...
This is great. Okay, members, any other matters you want to bring before us? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Rogowski, seconded by Mr. Jenkins. All in favor say aye. Thank you very much.
I have a question on your agenda. It says you're thinking of Department of Housing.
Yes.
You didn't talk about it.
We'll kick this around over the summer at some point. We've got about three matters that we're going to kick around. It's not so much in Department of Housing. In this environment, I think that would be shot down.
As opposed to what you have for the planning